This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandu. It's Tech Thursday today and it's actually the last Thursday of the month, and starting today and every last Thursdays of the month, I'll be joined by Victor Yap from Amans.net.
Hello.
Victor, so before we start, perhaps you can probably explain to me first, what is Amans.net all about and, you know, what do you do on a daily basis?
Well, basically Amans.net is the English arm for the Malaysia's most popular Malay language IT news portal, Amans.my. So we just launched like in February, mm-hmm. and we've been gaining traction and putting out news on the latest happenings on the IT scene here, from product launches to product reviews, game news, and even business IT segments. We cover whatever we can.
Basically, you cover everything that
you can. Yeah, for now, it's a one-man show, but, you know, we do what we can, yes.
All right, so every last Thursday of the month, you will be coming in to talk to me about, some of the biggest stories that you've written over the past month. And at the end of it, if you want to check out the full stories of the articles that we do talk about on the show, you can go on to amans.net.
That's right.
There's also going to be the podcast there, so, you know, if in case you want to, you know, you don't want to read all of it, you just want to listen to the show again, you can do that as well. So basically, we're really making it easier for everyone to, you know, gather all your IT news of the month in this 20-minute show.
Yeah, we picked the hottest topics, hottest news of the month, mm-hmm. so we can actually tell the
this is what you should know.
Yeah, like, correct. You know? But when people tuning in, you can find out what you should know about the latest happenings.
Mm-hmm. You don't need to be a tech person to understand.
No, not really.
We will make it very easy for you. Now, I guess we're gonna start with Computex 2015 that happened recently. I think the start of the month.
Yes, that's right.
And you were right there itself. You were, you know, at the event, very lucky to go all the way there. And there was 14 articles. I counted.
You did? Okay, you kept track.
I kept track and I was like, wow, you know, it's like you churned out 14 articles from Computex. So I guess, you know, just tell me about what were the highlights then.
Well, basically, the biggest announcement there was what Intel was going to show. Because every year they would have something up for people to see. And this year, we were all expecting to actually get a sneak peek at their upcoming sixth generation CPU, Skylake. Mm-hmm. So when we were there, what we saw was more of the upcoming technologies they have in place for servers, for graphics, for 3D technology tracking, and so on. While we were expecting to see Skylake, we were shown Broadwell H instead.
Oh, that's an update of the current.
Correct, correct. Generation. It's the current. It's the update of the current generation. It's a lot like Haswell Devil Canyon, where that's the fourth gen update. So the fifth gen update, Broadwell H, actually is basically an optimized CPU with better power specs and a more seamless operation. Processing.
And then now they've also already start talking about Skylake, which is the sixth
generation. Yeah. Well, what happened was at the keynote, right, the spokesperson from Intel revealed that the Skylake will come out in Q3 of 2015. Not everything. What happened is we will see bits and pieces of Skylake. So maybe what we will see first is Skylake embedded in notebooks, because that was what Asus has shown at their event. When they revealed the new notebooks, which were actually sneak peeks, the new ZenBooks and so on, they were equipped with Skylake already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so very quick, you know. So it does feel like, because I think the fifth generation, even, you know, Broadwell at the moment, still not, you know, it's not a massively wide market yet.
No. It's definitely, yeah.
Still getting into it.
Correct. What happened was Broadwell, just like Skylake, it was actually was rolled out incrementally. So what happened is we saw Broadwell first in notebooks, then in desktop PCs and in AIOs, all in ones. So that's why there's this impression that it's not fully rolled out yet. In fact, we've not even seen Broadwell Extreme Edition. Right now, the current Extreme Edition CPU is Haswell E, and we're expecting to see that soon. Broadwell E, if there's such a code name for it. Yeah. And then so same thing. Skylake will come out in pieces while Broadwell is still trying to reach to the mass, to the mass audience.
So if you're in the market for a new CPU, now's the time for you to like really rethink, you know.
Actually, more you would want to play with Broadwell first. Because right now, Broadwell H is more stable compared to the first Broadwell. And it has better power performance delivery and power efficiencies. So Skylake, still a while more. In fact, one of the articles that came out on Amans.net was the fact that Skylake, you would see it probably next year, which is kind of correct because the Q3, you only see maybe one or two chips.
Yeah.
The full range will probably come out after CES next year.
All right.
Yeah.
And then Asus, they also had a few. I know I saw the monitor, which I drooled on it.
Yeah, that was actually Skylake equipped.
Ah.
Yeah, so what Asus did was before Computex, when we were all flying in on Monday, Asus actually had their launch, the press conference, and they revealed a few things. They revealed the new notebooks that I mentioned just now. They revealed the AIO, which you are in love with.
Yes.
Yeah, and they also shared about their new smartphones, like the Zenfone Selfie, which is basically a selfie-enabled smartphone.
That's gonna sell.
Yeah, for sure.
We just know that's gonna sell.
And then they also revealed a new tablet series called the Zen Pad.
Right. So this is to replace the Pad Phone and all that.
Yeah, correct. What happened is currently Asus has is Pad Phone and Phone Pad. Pad Phone is of course a docking system where the smartphone goes into a tablet, and Phone Pad is the 7-inch and 8-inch series which they launched to compete with the incumbent from Korea. So what happened is Zenpad is supposed to come in and as far as I know, replace these two series once it's launched.
Okay.
And I got word that in July, Asus Malaysia is planning to roll out the Zenpad.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, so that is one product that we are confirmed going to be seeing
definitely,
in July.
Definitely.
And then MSI, they as well, you know, had a few updates.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, MSI has played up their gaming series. They put in more gaming notebooks and AIOs to show at Computex. This time, of course, they put in Broadwell H, and there was a teaser unit with Skylake, but I didn't get a chance to see it.
Too many people going around.
Too many things to see.
Not enough time.
No. But what happened was I got a chance to actually check out their new business series notebook, the MSI P series, the Prestige.
The Prestige, yeah.
Yeah, and then I've also seen the new upcoming gaming notebooks, which are equipped with Broadwell H.
Oh, yeah. Right. And how was that? Did you manage to try it?
Really nice. I mean,
because you're a gamer as well, so.
Kind of. Of course, it's a gaming notebook. It's big. But at the same time, because there's a few models, so there's the more affordable one, the Apache series. Then there's the huge ones, that are the Dominators and the Stealths. Those come in either thick, heavy duty chassis designs or ultra sleek slim designs. So take your pick.
Well, we will talk about the gaming, especially with E3 also happened on this month,
right?
But we'll take a short break before. I'm speaking to Victor Yap. He's from Amans.net. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Brilliant financial model. BFM 89.9.
This is Tech Talk, and it's Tech Thursdays with Victor Yap from Amans.net. And early on, we talked about Victor, your experiences in Computex 2015. You know, what were some of the highlights? Intel with their sixth generation Skylake.
Skylake.
It reminds me of Skyrim.
close.
And then we all talked about the Asus and what you can expect that to get here in Malaysia. And then we talked about MSI, the gaming laptop that you tried on. And speaking of gaming, there was E3 as well that happened this month. We both didn't manage to go, but we were both keeping a very close
on the live stream.
We don't have the whole show to talk about E3 because it was a lot of things that happened. So let's just pick out what were your highlights of E3 then.
Well, maybe I can switch it around. Why don't I ask you, what do you want to talk about? It's Microsoft, Sony.
Okay, let's go on with, I think let's start with Microsoft because Sony had a few updates as well. But Microsoft, I think, they came out and for me, being I used to be an Xbox gamer, when they announced that Xbox One is backwards compatibility, yeah, and the way the crowd just went crazy about that, I thought that was, yeah, you know what, Microsoft, you did a very good job there.
I think for the better job they did was the fact that they reviewed Fallout 4.
Oh yeah,
at the keynote, and they shared that Fallout 4 has porting capabilities with the PC edition with Xbox. Of course, PlayStation has a different code. So whatever you create on the PC, right, you can bring over
to the Xbox,
which is really good.
Yeah, because you know we have that disparity now, right? You know, with PC gamers, and you know they can't play with their friends when it's the consoles, and Microsoft, they have both platforms.
Correct.
You
know,
should be able to connect these.
Which is why Fallout 4 actually proves that you can do that.
You can do that. Yeah. What else? I think the HoloLens for me, I thought was cool, but you know, again, I don't know any dates. I don't know anything. Yeah. And there's a lot of stories after. They demonstrated a HoloLens. And
with Minecraft, correct.
With Minecraft. That's, and then right, they were saying that actually there are a lot of problems with HoloLens, like, you know, the field of view within HoloLens is very limited.
Right.
And
that's,
it's something that, you know, even when they launch it, it's not going to be fixed, because that is the limitation of...
I mean, that's something that we have to expect, because it's, in essence, a VR headset, right?
Yeah.
With augmented reality put onto it. So obviously there will be viewing limitation, because our peripheral vision and our eyes are blocked by that screen.
Yeah.
So obviously that's one problem they cannot fix.
Mm.
But I think what we're more looking forward to will be the fact that you can simulate that experience on your device, on the TV. So you can actually let people watch what you're doing at the same time. So I would expect that to be more mass marketed.
Mm.
Then at least you can supersede that problem by providing an extra viewing angle.
All right. Anything else from Microsoft before we move on to Sony?
Right now, they have announced that they're gonna work with Valve for the VR aspect. I mean, that's a surprising piece of news, because at Mobile World Congress, Valve announced that they're working with HTC on the HTC VR headset.
Mm.
So who would have thought that Microsoft announced, hey, we're working with Valve too, like, okay, that's something new. So now we have Valve and Oculus on the Microsoft platform.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. They look definitely gearing up to fight with PlayStation, because PlayStation's Morpheus is also quite impressive.
Yeah, which moves on to, let's move on to Sony. What were some of the stuff that they announced that we should know of?
Well, basically, what you should know from Sony, it's a lot of things.
Yeah.
About the biggest three announcements, of course, everyone would know, would be Final Fantasy VII
Remake.
Then there's Shenmue 3,
mm-hmm,
which was actually had a Kickstarter fund backing it.
Oh.
And it generated $2 million in US dollars in 9 hours.
Wow.
That's 1.5 million per hour. That's crazy.
Wow.
8 million. No. I think my maths is off. But yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, the numbers show that definitely fans won the game.
Of course.
Yeah.
And besides those two games, anything else?
Sony is also pushing their Project Morpheus. They revealed that there's actually a lineup of games ready with Project Morpheus. So when that launches, people will be able to pick up the headset, put it on, and start playing optimized games.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, Microsoft and Sony never really announced the date yet of, you know, when these...
Well, actually, Sony did reveal that they're looking at sometime year end or early next year for Project Morpheus. Ooh. Simply because they know they have to put a front with Oculus, because Oculus has confirmed that they're going to put out their Oculus Rift sometime in 2016.
Yeah. And it's a whole new market now, and everyone's getting into it. You've got the Oculus Rift, and then you've got, you know, HoloLens, and then you've got Project Morpheus. Then you've got players like Valve and, you know, HTC.
That's right.
It is the next big thing. Are you excited with, you know, augmented reality, virtual reality games? And, you know, since you're a gamer, and I'm a gamer, well, not really a gamer, but, you know.
Well, actually, I have tried Project Morpheus. Mm. I've also tried the Oculus Rift. I've not actually managed to get my hands on the Samsung Gear VR yet, so I can't really comment. But what I can say for sure is that both deliver a really interesting experience.
Yeah.
Of course, for me, I'm a Sony fanboy. Project Morpheus is more impressive.
More impressive.
Simply because the way the screen is done, you can actually see everything that's in front of you and at the side and whatever that's in your peripheral view. That's insane. And unlike the Oculus, there's a Sony headset that comes along with the Project Morpheus, so it's true immersion. As for Oculus, I've tried it at Computex with NVIDIA, and what I can say is that they're working very closely with guys at NVIDIA and with AMD to create that new visual experience. There's no headset, unfortunately, so I had to wear some cheap headset to go along with the Oculus Rift, and it was actually really interesting because the software allows you to view everything in Battlefield Hardline 360.
Wow!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a big Battlefield fan.
That's why I brought it up, you see. Yeah.
You got me there.
It's pretty interesting.
Gamers out there, you get ready to burn a hole in your pocket.
For sure.
Now, U-Mobile, bring it back to local. There was a story on U-Mobile. They are ramping up their customer relations with the new mobile kiosk. They are literally bringing the service to your doorstep
That's right.
They're vans these days. Right?
Actually, not vans. Trucks, actually. What happened was U-Mobile, they're carrying forward their customer relationship campaign. So instead of having customers go to them at their stores or the flagship,
they come to you.
Correct. But of course, not right at your doorstep.
Yeah. It's not like you call them like...
Yeah. So what happened is they announced that they're going to have mobile kiosks represented basically in trucks, painted in the U-Mobile colors and everything. And they will drive to certain suburban areas or rural towns and promote the services there. Of course, provided that area has coverage of U-Mobile in the first place.
Yeah. I think that's actually very clever though, because I don't have the time to step out of the office to, you know. But if they're actually outside of my office and, you know, have like even for an hour or two,
that's enough.
And I think it works for the telco as well, because, you know, they get to move around. Correct. They don't need to be in that position from 9 to 5.
The best part is this idea might just change the concept of having a retail shop, simply because the trucks also sell phones. So you can actually buy your register your new phone line or buy top ups. You can actually buy the devices that you want that you have to previously mail order from VG or whoever, right? And now you can just get U-Mobile to come over to your town, walk up to them and buy a phone.
All right. So if you want to find out where exactly the location is, you can, I think, read the article on Amazon.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a full list
There's a list in the story. Right. And I would like to name them, but it's pretty long.
It's very long, yeah. So, you know, just go on there, check it out. I'm sure you can go on to U-Mobile's site as well and find out more information. We talked about Microsoft and E3. There's also the other story, Windows 10.
Yeah.
They finally announced the launch date. It will be the 29th of July.
That's right. It's a global launch.
Global launch, so you will be able to get your hands on it as well. But interestingly, though, like I was following this story, and I think, you know, earlier in the week, there was a whole, you know, sort of like a bouncing back and forth on, because I think earlier on, early the month or the last month, you know, Microsoft announced that Windows 10 will be free.
Yeah, it is free, actually. What happened is owners of Windows 7 and 8, legit copies, will be able to upgrade to Windows 10 for free in a certain given period. And right now, if you're an owner of Windows 7 and Windows 8, if you see at the bottom of where your system tray is, the clock there, it's actually a Windows logo that encourages you to sign up and register for upgrade. That will keep you in the loop of things when they roll out. The confusion came from the fact that this free campaign also applies to Windows Insider users, testers. Yeah.
All right. So what happens to them now? Are they still getting free or?
Originally, the messaging was they get it free, but now that Microsoft has come out to clarify the information, where actually they're beta testers. They don't have a legit copy of Windows 10 per se. Unless they own 7 or 8, they can upgrade directly. But if they're continuously beta testing, right, once Windows 10 launch, it's according to Microsoft, it's the last Windows, i.e. it's in perpetual development. So that would mean that the Windows Insider guys are constantly testing all updates for Windows 10. So when Windows 10 launch, they're actually getting a proper version of Windows 10. At the same time, they're still getting 10.1, 10.1A, 1B, or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And they're still in the beta mode. So if they leave the program, and
they need to buy it. Right?
Correct. If they don't have a 7 or 8, they have to buy a new license.
Right, right. Yeah. And for XP users and also, you have to go and buy it.
Correct.
It's only for Windows 7 and Windows 8.
And 8.1.
And
yeah.
8.1.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And then I think today, recently, if you can find out the story more, you're going to write about the Office 365.
Yeah.
That's now launched on Android phones.
That's right. Oh. What happened is, since we're on topic of free, right?
Mm-hmm.
Previously, it's announced that Microsoft has put out Office for free on iOS tablet and Android tablet. But right now, you can get that software on the phone, but it's not optimized for the phone. But as of today, you can download the Office 365 legitly on your phone to use, and it's done in a seamless fashion.
Mm.
So tiny screens are no longer an issue when you want to do your work. But bear in mind that it's free. So you only get the core editing and viewing functions. You want to get the advanced stuff.
The syncing and all those
and
stuff.
And the storage, right? Mm-hmm. You have to pay for the subscription fee.
Which is fine. Yeah. I mean. And shout-outs.
Well, right now, we're actually doing something in July.
Okay.
We've partnered with Mobile World Congress Shanghai. And we will be there to do live coverage. So you do tune in to both amans.net and amans.my, the Malay site, to find out what are the latest happenings at Mobile World Congress Shanghai and if there will be any new device reveals.
Okay, yeah. So when is that happening again?
It's in mid-July.
Mid-July.
I don't recall the dates off my head now. But
mid-July, and you want to find out more information, obviously, you can go onto the site. Amans.my is the Malay version.
Correct.
Amans.net is
the English version.
English version.
Yeah, and then one other shout-out would be the fact that if you're a PlayStation fan,
mm-hmm.
both of us are.
Yeah. Huge.
This weekend, there is a PlayStation event happening at Sunway Putra Mall. The old Yauhan Mall.
Oh, yeah. Those Yauhan. Don't know many people in Malaysia today, in KL today, would know Yauhan Mall.
True. Like, okay, the mall.
The mall opposite PWTC.
That's right, yeah. So that mall, they're in one of the game shops, they were hosting a Batman Arkham Knight fan event.
Oh.
Yeah, it's in collaboration with PlayStation Asia. So you have to register.
Ah.
So you have to actually the links on the story, you have to actually get into amans.net, find the Batman article, there's the email there, register for free, and you can go to the event, try out the game, play a few on the floor games, and probably win some Batman merchandise as well.
Nice. Yeah. And probably buy a PlayStation on your own as well.
Actually, I have no idea if they're selling. No. But if they are, you know what to do. Because I'm sure you will see the PlayStation 4 with the Arkham Knight limited edition.
Yeah, so the silver plating.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So definitely, if you have cash to spare, and if it's there on sale, why not?
Mm-hmm. It's not at Yauhan Mall. Well, you know, because we're giving our age away, you know. We can't do this, you know. People think we're young, and you know,
we are young.
Yeah. Not if we say Yauhan Mall, because
okay,
Sunway Putra Mall, the one opposite PWTC.
That's right.
All right, and also you can find out all the information that we talked about today on amans.net. There will be an article about, and the links to all the stories that we talked about. There'll also be a podcast. You can also download the podcast at bfn.my. Victor, we will speak again hopefully in a month's time.
That's
but
right.
I think I might bring you in for Game Time, which is another show that you probably would have
looking
heard
forward
of.
To that, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We'll probably hear Victor Yap's voice in 2 weeks.
More
time.
Games.
More games. All right. Victor Yap from amans.net. This has been Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you.